You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
It's been 10 years since Moby put out his multi-platinum selling album, Play. It became ubiquitous in films, TV, and commercials. Play was a signpost chill-out album, but Wait For Me is even more pensive, introspective, and emotional.
This album, Wait For Me, you know, it's made by me in a very almost monastic way, in my studio by myself late at night, and it's really designed for one listener. You know, it's not designed for a party. It's not designed for 20 people in a bar or nightclub to listen to. It's for someone lying in bed Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, when it's raining outside.
Moby is sitting in a Philadelphia hotel room. He's in his typical anti-rock star attire, an open shirt flung over an untucked t-shirt and jeans. He's been bald for a couple of decades, and he's wearing his Poindexter glasses on a face that has a few days' growth of a sparse beard. Although Moby came to renown as a techno artist, he's evolved into a sensitive songwriter who might owe as much to Leonard Cohen as he does to Kraftwerk. Wait For Me is a song cycle of personal reflection and heart-tugging moods.
You look like him. Same dark black eyes. Oh, just last year I watched him die.
Like the old field recordings he used on Play, it's dusty, scratchy, with a cracked technological veneer. Recorded in his home studio, the synthesizers are creaky, and the guitars often have a 50s Duane Eddy aura.
They recorded it in a very old-fashioned way. Old equipment and older microphones, and like the guitar, for example, it's an old guitar played through old reverb units, through old amplifiers, but it has that sense of space and that sense of atmosphere that I love about some of the records from like the mid to late 50s, early 60s, where everything was saturated in reverb and everything, like the song was important, but the atmospherics of the record were almost equally important.
On Play, Moby lifted samples from old gospel and blues recordings made in the early 20th century by folklorist Alan Lomax. On Wait For Me, Moby only uses that technique twice, but still, his songs have the impression of vocals cut and pasted off old 78s.
I listen to a lot of very, very old music, and one of the things that I love about old blues and some old gospel music is how plaintive and repetitive it can be. And I guess because I listen to so much old African-American music, it kind of makes sense that when I would write my own vocals and my own lyrics, that they'd be inspired by that.
Leave me by the churchyard, leave me on my own. The storm will come and take me back to my old home. Put me by the window, let me see outside. Look at all the places, all my family died, all my family died.
That's Pale Horses with Amelia Zirin Brown. It's one of several tracks on Wait For Me that are sung by little-known vocalists who bring a vulnerability and world weariness beyond their years to Moby's music, like Kelly Scar's reading of the title track.
What's expressed in that idea, Wait For Me, is a degree of vulnerability and longing. There is a spiritual connotation to it, which is that idea of like saying to God or to whomever, like, you know, I clearly have no idea what's going on. I don't know what I'm doing. Just have a little patience with me.
You look away. My broken life will never stay. Try
Moby is modest about his own singing and takes only one vocal turn himself.
If I was a great singer, I would never sample other people's vocals and I would never work with other singers. You know, if I could sing like David Bowie, why would I sample other people's vocals?
But in fact, he does sound a bit like Bowie crossed with Lou Reed on a song of regret called Mistake.
Don't hurt me this way. Don't touch me this way. Don't hurt me again. Don't hurt me again.
Although the vocal tracks are at the core of Wait For Me, the instrumentals act like moments of respite that plays between the liturgy of Moby's often spiritual examinations.
One of the reasons why I love instrumental music is any narrative quality is implied. And instrumental music does become almost like a tabula rasa, a blank slate upon which the listener can project their own thoughts and their own emotions and their own visuals. You know, and I love lyric-driven music, but instrumental music, I mean, clearly your show has a lot of it. I do love the emptiness there.
Wait For Me is an album of mature reflection. It grapples with life's big themes, but in a personal way.
In the old gospel and blues records I listen to, there's a lot of talk of saying, like, you know, when they say the burden will be over, they're talking about their lives ending. And I'm not in any hurry for my life to come to an end, but I love music that has that quality of, like, pained resignation and a pained weariness. I find there's something really beautiful about that.
Take my hand, Lord. Take my hand, Lord. All along this tedious journey, won't you take my hand?
Moby's Wait For Me is already being called his best album in a decade. We're calling it his Echoes album, and Wait For Me is our CD of the month for July. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.